I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, August 26th. A Springfield community garden donated over 4,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables to Second Harvest Food Bank last year. That's building on a years-long partnership between the two organizations. WYSO Shea Frank has more on how locally grown food supports the food bank's network of over 60 partners.
Second Harvest Food Bank has partnered with local food pantries and organizations to alleviate hunger in Champaign, Clark, and Logan counties for decades. One of those partners is a volunteer-run Victory Garden in Springfield. They grow a variety of produce, including squash, eggplants, tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, corn, and more. When the garden has excess, they donate it to the local food bank for its order ahead and food locker programs. That's according to Aaliyah Baker. She serves as development specialist for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Our partner agencies can also pick it up here directly from us, from the food bank, so they can take it to their food pantry so they can give it out to the neighbors that they serve.
Baker says they have recently been able to expand their capacity for their order ahead program with increased produce donations. She says this will ensure more kids have access to healthy, fresh produce during the summer months when school meals aren't available. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
And speaking of food, Wright State University's Nutter Center will host a mass food distribution for Greene County residents tomorrow, Thursday, August 27th. They'll be offering free items from 10 a.m. to noon. People can take home fresh produce, chicken, and other products. Five Rivers Health Centers will also provide a mobile health clinic alongside Sixa Pet Adoption and Wellness Center's cat and dog food distribution. No registration is required. The Food Bank, Inc. encourages people to arrive no earlier than 9 a.m. for the drive-through distribution. Visitors are asked to join the line through the Colonel Glenn and North Fairfield entrance to Lot 8. CareSource and Wright State's basketball players are supporting the drive. An effort by the city of Trenton to annex hundreds of acres from its neighbors for a data center just hit a roadblock. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Lily Halloran reports that Madison Township rejected the city's request Monday night, even though Amazon offered $5 million to say yes.
The trustees voted unanimously against Trenton's petition to annex more than 240 acres of the township's land to make way for a hyperscale data center from Amazon Web Services. President of the board, Jeff Willoughby, says he doesn't believe the petition meets Ohio law's requirements. For example, the annexation would create an island and segmented roads maintained by different jurisdictions.
So you have multiple different issues as far as who's going to maintain it, who's going to repair it, who's going to service it, who's going to scrape the snow on it.
Willoughby says Trenton and Amazon have not been communicative with Madison Township and are focused on the financials alone. He says he's open to a deal but needs officials and the company to answer residents' concerns about noise, water, and visibility of the planned data center. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Lily Halloran.
40 acres of the former Forest Park property have been secured by Montgomery County commissioners for a new job and training center. The $729,000 purchase will give the county flexibility to build a custom facility. The design and planning process is underway. This new center is expected to be between 140,000 to 160,000 square feet, with construction slated for next year. Commissioners approved a $3 million contract with Miamisburg-based Levin Porter Architects to design the $40 million center. It's expected to open in 2028. Forest Park first opened in 1928 as a zoo, then as an amusement park. It later became the Forest Park Plaza Shopping Center. That was demolished back in 2013. Flags in Ohio will be lowered to half staff at all public buildings in honor of Dolly Parton. This is at the order of one of her best-known fans in Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine named their dog for Dolly, and Ohio leads the country in participation in one of her namesake projects. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
60% of all eligible kids in Ohio are enrolled in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which sends free books from birth to age 5. It was DeWine who brought it into Ohio in 2019, and he works comments about the library into many events, including one at a uranium enrichment plant in Piketon on Monday.
We now have I think 430,000 kids, 430,000 kids every month get a free book in the mail in the state of Ohio. Phenomenal.
The state has sent out 27 million books since 2019. Fran DeWine spoke for them on Parton's death with a statement that reads in part, quote, "Her generosity and selfless spirit leave a legacy that will live on for generations to come," end quote. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.
Summer returns today with temperatures expected to peak in the mid-80s, with a shower and thunderstorm chances later this afternoon, this evening, and overnight. Some storms could be on the strong side coming in from the northwest. Those storms will be strong in parts of Indiana, but a few strong storms may sneak their way into southwestern Ohio this evening and overnight. The rest of the week looks relatively dry, but warm temperatures. We'll see temperatures getting near 90 degrees by the time we get to Sunday. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Mike Fraser.